Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition Smart Bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
This episode is sponsored by R.W. Knudsen Organic Just Tart Cherry Juice, a welcome addition to anyone's sleep routine. Pace Case, if you know me, and you do, you know that I'm working all hours of the day, all hours of the night. So the sleep that I do get has to be very good sleep. And I'm always looking for ways to up my sleep routine. Sometimes I'll read a book to go to sleep. Sometimes
I'll... Oh, The Bachelor?
That book keeps me very awake. It's very engaging. That never puts me to sleep. I will sometimes just put down my cell phone after a long day of looking at a screen. It's nice to get some time away from the screen. I also will incorporate some R.W. Knudsen Organic Just Tart Cherry Juice. It truly makes you go to sleep a little easier. It's the thing you need to help you drift off into the dreamland.
As more and more people are looking to prioritize sleep, Organic Just Tart Cherry is having a moment thanks to Tart Cherry's potential sleep-related benefits and potential to aid in muscle recovery when you get those gains like clues. We're seeing this in the viral Sleepy Girl Mocktail trend on social media. R.W. Knudsen has a whole lineup of natural juices with zero added sugar, so you can feel good about adding them to your wellness routine. It's all about celebrating those daily wins. Organic Just Tart Cherry Juice is made from tart cherries, which may help you get a better night's sleep because they have natural melatonin.
R.W. Knudsen crushes only 100% real ingredients, so you can crush everything you do. Pick up a bottle at your local grocery store today.
This is Grafting with Grace Ann, the only place to get coverage of the best and worst plays from the most recent episode of Love Island. I'm your host, Grace Ann Parks. And today I have a very special guest with me who is going to help me break down episodes 25 and 26 of Love Island. It's Pace Case. Welcome.
Hello. Thank you for having me. So excited to talk to you about this season.
This is like our first time actually just one-on-one getting to talk about it without any distractions, any explaining to clues about what's going on in the scenes and stuff like that.
Yeah. Look, I'm grateful. You know how many years I've been trying to get clues to watch Love Island?
Oh, I know. And now...
Forever.
I was watching it alone.
Yeah. No one would talk to me about it. No one would watch 1,000 hours of television a week just to be able to talk to me.
Rude. Rude people. Dismissive. They should have listened to you. And now he's eaten his words. He loves it.
Of course. It's the best show.
And he, for those of you who listened to the last episode...
I listened to the first half. I can't wait to finish it.
Here's the thing. Clues was just so blown away by the heart rate challenge. And it was so interesting to see him get so excited about an element of a game that, like, he'll never see in The Bachelor. Like, ever.
I mean, they've done, like... Yeah. You can't... I mean, you can't... It's too sexy.
It's way too sexy.
It's so sexy. Especially, like, can we talk about this year's cast?
Let's talk about it.
Is this the hottest cast ever? Well, I couldn't believe it.
like, first of all, they're always, all of them are always so gorgeous, but this heart rate challenge, like, took it to a new level because, like, now we're seeing all of their body adi-adis, and I was like, how?
Oh, when- and they're all professional dancers somehow also.
Literally, like, I, it doesn't even make sense. It's like...
I'm enjoying it. Highly recommend for anyone who's not watching it.
And also, I think a lot of people are very curious, even though it isn't in these two episodes that we're breaking down, what are your thoughts on Molly getting dumped?
Grace Ann, I lost my fucking shit. I gave her my MVP last time, and I said I guarantee she'll be in the end. I said
she's
I was guaranteed
going to.
She'll be in the finals. Are they going to bring her back for Kaza? What are
they have to. Here's the thing. You watch Love Island Australia, so you do know this. Mm-hmm. I think they're going to pull a Claudia, where remember how when it at the beginning it was centered around Claudia, it was so obvious that she was a main character, and then she got dumped one of the first days, and people were just as shocked.
And they saved her.
Right, yeah. And she came back the next day. I don't think it's going to happen that fast, but I think either they're going to bring...
She went on dates immediately.
On dates... Claudia.
Like, she didn't even...
Oh, right!
Like, she had two dates waiting for her on the driveway. Like, she thought she was dumped for, like, 2 seconds. This is, like... It's feeling more and more real. And
I think they're
going to
bring her back.
I have hope that they're bringing her back for Kaza. To my knowledge, they've never done that before, but... I have to. The only person I can ever remember coming back was Muggy Mike. All
right. Right. No, and Muggy Mike also, didn't he come back with somebody else as well? Or am I, or was it just another bombshell that he came in with when he
I
came
think
back?
It was a bombshell.
Okay.
I don't know. Honestly, I didn't even recognize Katie. And I've seen every episode of the show.
I was just excited that it was somebody from the older seasons. I didn't recognize her either, to be honest. But I was just like, let's go. And then I tried to
make it all stars.
Yes, that's what they're doing with the Love Island like games that's coming, like, I think next year they're having like Love Island stars from all of the franchises come together and do
but I
want to
see those people date. I don't
I know
see
me
them
too
do sports.
I know
this is a sport.
Who
I'm
knows?
Like, oh, it's gonna be Love Island, but it's all the challenges. Like, I'm sorry, but most of the challenges
suck.
They're not that exciting. Sometimes they do good things. Like that one in which Claudia, the Love Island Australia challenge in which Claudia and someone first kissed. I won't ruin it, but the most recent Love Island Australia season is amazing.
Wait.
Like she and someone kissed in a challenge and that
had larger
ramifications.
That's why I do think it is good, and we'll get to it in this episode, but I think that's what maybe Meddy was trying to do, like, with kissing everybody. It's like...
Oh, my God.
Let's just get into it. Like,
yeah, let's get into it.
So, we're starting with Hulu episode 25.
Meddy.
He, in his BDSM vampire outfit, like, literally, what? Huh?
I loved that they are still wearing their outfits in this and having these fights.
I did note that. I was like, this is hilarious. He's being so serious right now while like having this chain around his like chest. Like, what? But we do pick up right after the heart rate challenge, and this is the first of many chats between Whitney and Meddy throughout this episode. But basically the first one, she's like, why did you kiss all the girls? And he's like, because it's a challenge. Now, usually that excuse would work, but this wasn't a kissing challenge. This is the heart rate challenge.
It wasn't called for explicitly in the challenge. No one else did it. There's these baked in rules in Love Island, which are very strange. But it's like, if you have to kiss someone, like kiss the tallest boy, that's fine. But if you're adding a kiss to... quote unquote a dancing challenge. All right. But I like this argument by Whitney. She obviously won this side of it completely. Like, I don't think it. Yeah.
She won all the arguments. And I love how, like, this is something I just don't get with these fights between Whitney and Meddy, is that, like, it's so easy to just be like, you know, I'm sorry. Even if he doesn't mean it. Why don't you just say you're sorry?
There is like something that is so condescending about Medi's entire vibe that I like can't get behind. Borderline misogyny. There's just like a vibe. I'm sorry, but like
I felt the same way during these fights. In some way. But the thing is like then they'll go to laughing again and like
because she's in love with him.
I know. That's probably what it is.
It seems.
It really does. And I think he does care about her too, but not as much as
okay. The line for me, I'm not sure exactly which argument this was, but he says like when you have an attitude, don't talk to me. This representing his entire handling of the Whitney situation was my error of the game.
And it's also like, I'm sorry, you're saying she has the attitude? You're the one being sassy. She's totally composed. He tells her to go compose herself, and I'm like, she couldn't be more composed.
It's just like cringy and like him acting like he didn't know he was doing anything wrong in the kissing challenge. He literally just options open to try to get to know Leah and then just went back to Whitney because that didn't work out.
That was wild. The way he's just.
This is a placeholder relationship, I remember in our first.
You did. Combo. Listen, I didn't want it to be because I saw the way that like she and they both laughed together. And maybe that's why I'm still single because I was rooting for them and I don't know red flags when I see them. But
I don't know exactly what's going on with their numbers. I just would imagine that Whitney is like the only reason he's still in the game because she's such a crowd favorite.
Oh, she's in today at the very end. We'll get to it. But I believe she's number 3 in the top gains for the last 24 hours. So she's killing it.
Hell yeah.
And the fourth audience loves her. I'm very happy about that. But one thing I did want to add to their all these little fights that they're having is like even Sammy, who is just not a good player at all on every level, just not a good player, even he could understand where Whitney's
He's
coming
failing
from
upwards somehow in this game.
Yeah, literally, yes. And it's like even he could understand that like kissing all of the girls in front of her wouldn't be the best move, but he just refuses to even see that. Mal and Sammy chat. What do you think about Mal and Sammy?
This is what I'm talking about, failing upwards. She came in and I was like, oh, she's the coolest person ever. And then
literally,
she's like, I love Sammy. Who, he doesn't have good, great gameplay. I'll just say that.
No, he does not. Clues' favorite Islander, he said, is Mal. I'm like, well, that was short-lived.
Poor Clues. I mean, honestly, I thought she was maybe going to recouple with Zach or something.
Really?
I did not think she would be going. I don't know. I'm just like, I thought she was just such a good player. And I can't believe, honestly, I can't believe she lost the vote.
And then now she's gone. Yeah. So, but they do have their first outie kiss. I'm calling kisses that are outside of challenges outies. And that. Kisses
Severance, let's
Annie.
Go.
Oh my gosh, that's true. Severance, stream HBO Lax now if you want to watch along. Just a little plug there.
Innie and outie are terms in that show. I'm so proud of you with this show, Grace Ann. It's so good, so funny, so well written.
Thank you. Medi and Whitney chat again, and he starts off by saying that they owe each other to be as direct as possible to each other. And, okay, Whitney is still obviously upset about his behavior during the heart rate challenge, and she comes in with this savage line where she's like, you didn't even win. How sad is that? And he's like, and if I won? And she's like, but you didn't. And I was like, oh my gosh. And she's so, again, composed while she's saying these like just savage lines.
I'm sorry. I think Tyreek could probably get away with it. He's such a good player. I don't think Medi could. And he doesn't.
And Tyreek, his smile, dang it. His lashes, I totally agree. His lashes and his eyes piss me off because I would fall for that shit all the time. He could just be like, yeah, no, everything's good. I'm totally closed off. And then, yeah.
Mm-hmm. He's a you know, that's an iconic find for someone casting a dating show.
Oh, yeah.
And he's got the fucking love PVC. Or never had a girlfriend.
Oh,
PVC.
That's true.
So
I didn't even
always like blame things on that and be like, these are my walls. I mean, we'll get to it.
No, you're so right though. Like, I didn't even think about, because that is his PTC. I've been like, listen, the reason why I can't commit is because I've never been in this before. It's I don't know it. And it's like, okay, but at a certain point, dude, like,
everyone's giving him, Leah gives him most improved player awards.
He's getting away with so many things, and I get it. I bet if I saw him in person, he would get away with a lot of things as well. The other Islanders, though, after Whitney and Mehdi are talking, they all within themselves are like, yeah, it definitely seems that Whitney is more into Mehdi than he is into her. And this conversation in the morning with them doesn't have any conclusion, but then we get this very funny scene with the boys. They're all tanning, and Zach goes, how different do you reckon life would be if insects were like the size of small dogs, the size of a Labrador? And then Sammy, while balancing his water bottle on his head, says, just out of nowhere, by the year 2035, I reckon, spiders are going to be talking. Ladies, he's not cheating on you. He's literally talking to his boys about life-size spider hypotheticals.
Ladies, he is cheating on you, and he's talking about dumb, giant, intelligent spiders.
That's actually probably more the truth.
I really liked the narrator's line here, which was like, what if God wanted to do that? Well, that's Australia.
Yes.
Pretty good.
But then we get a text. Ella and Tyreek are going on their first date. And now this is a date. Like, Clues watched the episode where Mal and Montel came in, and he goes, why did they call this a date? They literally just set two tables in front of them. They're not doing anything special. And I was like, I totally agree. But this, they're sat in front of a castle by the seaside. It was gorgeous. Tyreek finally says he's sick of fighting his feelings about Ella, and he says he's officially closed off and is only focusing on Ella, and this was my play of the game.
It's a strong play. It had to be done at this point. It wasn't my play of the game.
It's nighttime, and oh my gosh, this is so good. I feel like this is going to be your play of the game. Zach and Katie go to the terrace, and when they get there, they both say they're a little nervous, you know, and he has his hand on her leg, and the romantic music starts piping in, and he says that her face is so nice that it's stressing him out, and I put in parentheses, ask Lizzie, has anyone ever had a face so nice that you've gotten stressed over it?
Oh, yeah. My own.
Yeah, my own.
Stressful face.
He's so stressed out by her face, all this romantic music. They're looking into each other's eyes. Zach leans in for a kiss, and Katie rejects.
Katie is swerving Zachariah's kiss on the terrace, making him say which specific parts of her face that he likes first, complimenting his eyes, battering him with a bunch of complos, and rejecting this kiss was my play of the game.
Love it. I should have known.
It's so powerful. It's so powerful. I wasn't expecting it. And it just, like, iconic bombshell behavior.
And it literally made him, like, not only did it make him like her more, but when he tells the other boys, they're like, gassed for him. I've never seen a guy react like this. Like, I get why it makes her more attractive, but to see it from a guy's perspective, I feel like, I don't know if this is just me, but it was like, this is actually kind of cute that, like, he and the boys are like, well, now you just got to work harder. You got to graft harder, you know? This is just one step, you know? Hey, it ends up working in her favor, it seems.
Katie's a pro. She's not in a bad situation where she needs to lock this down. She's, you know, belle of the ball at this point. Zach doesn't have another option that he's been talking to. And for her to swerve the number one guy in this group, Zachariah, I mean, it was iconic behavior. Remember that challenge when every girl picked to make out with him?
Clues. Underwear drawers They're not organized. They're like the Wild West, the final frontier of wardrobes. Mm. And there's no rhyme or reason to them. You got ones that are super old, different brands, etc. You don't know what to expect. But now I have felt the buttery soft comfort of MeUndies. And now I want to replace the whole drawer with MeUndies because those are my now go-to. I'm currently wearing their long sleeve shirt and my, which is not what this ad is about, but I am also wearing the super soft, sustainable modal fabric thong with no roll back waistband. You want that. You don't want it to be rolling. You don't want it to be showing. And I'm hooked. I don't want to wear anything else. It's all got to go now.
Well, this ad actually is kind of about that, Pace Case. Everybody knows MeUndies makes great underwear. It's in the name, MeUndies. But it's not just about underwear. You can explore the lounge collection featuring comfy joggers, hoodies, onesies, and a whole bunch more. And their Move Me activewear collection is the softest activewear on the market. There's no doubt about it. Right now, you can get 20% off your first order plus free shipping at MeUndies.com/roses. That's MeUndies.com/roses for 20% off plus free shipping. MeUndies, comfort from the outside in. Support for today's episode comes from OneSkin. If you have sensitive skin, you're going to want to hear about OneSkin's scientifically proven topical supplements. This is face, eye, body, shield, and it can all be used with any of their other products, which are free from over 1,500 chemicals and preservatives that can make skin red, irritated, or itchy. Their products are safe for sensitive skin. It's just one of the reasons they've earned the Skin Safe seal of approval.
You got to keep that skin glowing if you want to be keeping up the level of face play that I've got going on. And OneSkin was founded by an all-woman team of scientists. Their products are backed by extensive lab and clinical data to validate their efficacy and safety on all skin types. Their topical supplements are the easiest way to keep your skin healthy and hydrated without the harsh ingredients or irritation found in other skincare products often. OneSkin is the world's first skin longevity company. By focusing on the cellular aspects of aging, OneSkin keeps your skin looking and acting younger for longer. Get started today with 15% off using code ROSES at oneskin.co. That's 15% off oneskin.co with code ROSES. After you purchase, they'll ask you where you heard about them. Please support Gore and tell them that we sent you.
Have you ever experienced a dry, itchy scalp or ever wondered why your color isn't lasting as long as your hairdresser promised? Well, unfiltered mineral-filled water could be the reason why. Did you know hard water is a leading cause of damaged hair and dry, irritated skin? And that about 85% of the United States uses hard water filled with dissolved minerals and added chlorine. That's where Canopy's new filtered shower head comes in.
Known for their beauty hacks and reimagined humidifier, Canopy is dermatologist recommended. This unique three-stage filtration system greatly reduces contaminants and odors in your shower water. Best of all, the Canopy filtered shower head is hassle-free, installation's a breeze, and its unique quick-release filter replacement feature allows for seamless filter replacement. Go to canopy.co to save $25 on your Canopy filtered shower head purchase today with Canopy's hassle-free filter subscription. Even better, Gore listeners can use our code ROSES at checkout to save an additional 10% off your Canopy purchase. Hurry, your hair and skin will thank you.
Yes, the one where they showed off their football skills or whatever. And even Whitney, she chose to kiss him. And in her ITM, she was like, listen, I didn't understand where everybody was coming from. Everybody was talking about Zach this, Zach that. Maybe I get it a little bit more now after she kissed him. And I was like, okay, he has some of that charminance, in-person charminance that is obviously working.
I mean, he got, what do you call it, sixth sand, the bombshell, first bombshell sand. Like, I feel like that person is usually, like, the sexiest person that they cast.
That was Ekin-Su last season.
She was six?
She was around six or seven, something like that. So Makes sense.
Yeah, I loved this play. She is then like, oh, don't be embarrassed. And he's like, yeah, shit. Then I'm humble, then embarrassed. And makes me like a more.
Makes me like a more I am.
And like, she says like, oh, I'm just like not there yet. Like, it's still giving him like, we're,
oh, yeah.
What do you call it? Green flag.
She's not, she's still like, you know, there's still a chance.
And comes off 4TRR to be like, oh, I thought he was grieving Molly.
Exactly. I mean, imagine Molly watching that back home. Because, like, I don't know about you, but I felt like their connection. Home. That's true.
She's in a hotel. Don't ruin
No, this. No, I'm totally on board. I think Molly is coming back 100%. And, again, people come for me all you want. People were coming for me for being like, Molly's going to come back.
Wait, why?
I have no idea. Because they don't like Molly?
But she's the most popular player. That's why I'm like, you want as many of those in your game as possible to, like, stir shit up. You don't want someone where no one's ever pulling them.
Exactly. I think it's because a lot of people think that Molly is a producer plant, which, again, but she's still the most popular one. I think that's why they're like, no, we don't want any producer plants. And it's like, okay, guys, you don't, it's a, just calm down. But
a producer plant, none of them are 4TRR. I got in this fight at a
barbecue
yesterday. My friend was just like, well, they're 4TRR. And I was like, no, they're not. And she's like, Catherine. And I'm like, even fucking Catherine is yes! not 4TRR. I'm sorry. They all want to be influencers. That's absurd.
Today, I saw this, and this will probably be in the next Digging Deeper, but Chelsea Vaughn on her podcast posted a brand new episode with all of her the most asked questions she gets from being on The Bachelor, Bachelor in Paradise. And in her little promo for it, she literally says, everybody on this show goes on there to be an influencer. And I'm like, thank the Lord. I love it when such a good player like her just comes out and says it like that. Like, bless her. Bless. Mehdi finally, after like 18,000 chats, apologizes to Whitney, and they both agree that they want to get to know other people. And I was a little sad, but I wrote here, Lizzie was right. They were a friendship couple Lizzie all along. Was
right. I what had about to... when he hit on Leah? You didn't think of that?
No, I that was when I was like, oh, well, this is done. Like, what in the world is he doing? But I mean, this is like the conclusion, I feel like. So I had to give it to you. We're again still in the nighttime, and Ty basically tells everybody that his life is like a fairy tale ever since he's been closed off. First of all, it's been a few hours, like, since you've been, like, is it really that magical? A fairy tale? What are these words you're using now?
It's his first time ever being closed off. And also, he doesn't really know what closed off means, I think.
That's true. That's okay.
He says some line later where it's like, okay. Okay. This will be interesting.
I think I know what line you're talking about where he's like, yeah, but it's not like we're in a relationship yet. I'm just closed off. Yeah. And it's like, okay. Okay.
I do not understand that difference. I know people say that that's different, but to me, it's exactly the same thing.
I am right there with you. I do not understand it. It's like when guys are like, listen, I don't want labels, but I just want you and me to hang out all the time, have sex, go on dates, share intimate things with each other, but no labels.
Meet my family. Yeah.
Right. And I'm like... Oh, so you, huh? Right before the kissing challenge, we see that Jess is leaning more towards Sammy. And this made me sad because I like Mitch. I don't care who knows it. I like Mitch. I have a crush.
He's like Mitch too.
Okay, good. Thank you.
I don't want him to leave.
I don't want him to leave either. He brings so much entertainment. So we get to the kissing challenge and I wrote down all the scores and we won't go through all of them, but I did have some interesting, but I had some interesting moments in each. Leah went first and then Whitney, and Whitney makes a comment about Mitch giving teeth. By the way, I love all her giving. It's giving this, it's giving that. She says, Scott was giving, she pauses, he just wasn't giving. And Leah said that it was nines across the board for Whitney, but I paused and I looked at the scoreboard and it was actually 9899888. So I just wanted to correct the record there.
She's spreading lies.
She's spreading misinformation and I will not stand for it. Ella gives the boys all respectful pecks and kisses Ty, like actually kisses him. Mal also comments on Mitch being too toothy. And I'm like, dang, this guy can't catch a break. Catherine, again. Okay, I'm just so surprised by her. First in the heart rate challenge, now here. She comes off as this, and she is this very, like, chill, laid-back girl. But in these challenges, she is, like, surprising everybody by, like, coming out of her shell. And it showed in the kissing challenge, too. Like, she went all out. She got very good scores. She got 9989987.5.
My favorite is that Jess clearly practiced this. And between this and her friend-zoning Mitch, but coming off in a very 4TRR way, she was almost my MVP of the episode. I was like, good on Jess. Fucking practice all the things you're going to need to know. You need to be able to do a striptease. You need to be able to make out.
And she's like, she has her funny moments. She can also be serious and like comfort people. She's the whole package. But one thing Zach does say after Jess's kiss in his ITM, he goes, I could feel the lip filler. And I'm like, hold on. Is that a good thing? Because the way he said it was very...
I did not understand that one.
I didn't understand that either. I mean, he gave her an 8.5, but I was like, okay. And then Katie did not do well. I was like, dude, where's season two, Katie? Come on, let's go. But all in all, when all the scores are counted, in last place is Katie and Jess is first. And all the girls afterwards say that Mitch was the worst kisser. Be nice. So now it's the nighttime and it's official. Jess does not fancy Mitch. And like you said, she lets him know, but in like a very 4TRR way. And he took it like a champ. He was just like, listen, we were friends first and we'll just go back to friend vibes. I thought that was really sweet.
Yeah, I think we're almost at Casa, so we'll both be fine.
Exactly. And then somebody gets a text that all Islanders need to gather around the fire pit. And so this is, we're getting the results of the second public vote that has happened on season 10, which was who was the public's favorite girl and favorite boy Islander. So the girl and the boy with the fewest votes will be dumped from the villa immediately. The girl with the fewest votes is Mal. And again, I was like honestly surprised by this. Like I know she's new and that probably had a big impact on it, but she was her gains have been looking really good ever since she came into the villa. Again, she is this kooky like fun character.
Gone too soon.
Truly.
Maybe she's in Casa also.
That would be amazing. Mal and Molly, like let's go. And then we find out that the boy with the fewest votes is Mehdi. And the Islanders, their reaction was like the literal same reaction that they had when Molly was surprise dumped. Like Catherine even stood up again from her seat out of shock when Mehdi's name was read.
The statistics say not a lot of OGs will go home, but fucking Love Island, look at them.
I know.
I'm not afraid to like experiment a little with the format. Because, like, I don't think we've seen a dumping like Molly.
No, especially not on the UK one. No.
Remember?
This message comes from BOF sponsor eBay. You'll know real when you get it. It'll say eBay Authenticity Guarantee. And you'll feel it. Maybe it's a head-turning handbag, a watch that says it all, jewelry that makes you look like the gem, or sneakers and streetwear so fresh every step feels fly. eBay gets it. So look for the blue check mark next to that thing you love and be confident that every inch, stitch, sole, and logo is checked by experts. With eBay Authenticity Guarantee, you can trust that feeling of real is always in reach. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit ebay.com for terms.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Which is just like, oh, because your partner said they're open to getting to know other people, you're dumped. Like, that's never really... I mean, the producers make it so that they can send home whoever they want at any time.
Oh, like, yeah.
Okay, now it's going to be a popularity challenge because we know this person just... We're going to make them look super bad.
Like, right. It's... But I will say that this dumping of Mehdi...
But I will say not gone too soon for me.
Not gone too soon for Lizzie. Listen, I watched this episode twice, and like, I'm not even being dramatic when I say both times, this whole goodbye montage with Mehdi and Whitney having their last chat and them all packing up and all this stuff, like, I like legitimately cried. Like, I had like tears.
I think I would have cried when Molly went home, but I had accidentally spoiled it. I knew that at some point she was going to be dumped. So I was like, oh, maybe it happens at Casa Amor or something. I don't even know how.
Yeah, I was about to say.
Just because it was such a big shock factor, it must have been everywhere. I don't know.
But that's interesting, though, that you would have cried.
I was happy once she did get dumped because now I'm spoiler free.
There you go. Now you're spoiler free and you can cry freely at any and all.
No, I just think she's such a good player. Like, I thought she was the best player this season.
She's coming back.
Except maybe Tyreek.
Yeah. Those eyelashes. I won't fault you there. But even the boys are like emotional. Everybody's really emotional. And this always is something that reminds me that like the editing is such a big factor, because I feel like, yes, we are seeing these fights and these not so nice comments from Mehdi to Whitney, but like, everybody loves him. Whitney loves him. The boys love him. And Whitney is so sad, and Catherine is STCOing her. And she reminds Whitney that like, she makes so many people in the villa smile, and that she's everyone's heart in there. And like, I couldn't agree more.
That was nice.
Yeah, that was super sweet. And yeah, like, this, a lot of emotions in this episode. We're getting closer to Casa Amor, but this was our recap of episodes 25 and 26, which is ITV episodes 22 and 23. Before we get to the gains, what are your final thoughts on these last two episodes and what's to come?
I forgot when they get the text to go to the fire pit. Whitney opens her mouth to full aperture at getting this text, and this was my face play of the game.
You sent it to me, and I was like, I literally just was like, yep, that's a good one.
It was very good. I'm loving this season. There's so many good players. It's really fun. It doesn't feel like heavy, and... Yeah, I just think the cast is so good. And I cannot wait for Casa Amor.
I'm so... And again, like, I don't know if I told you this, but there's like a press release that came out right before season 10 premiered. And it was basically the ITV bosses saying like, listen, season 10 is a milestone. You know, it's a milestone number. We're at 10 seasons. So we're going to be like shaking things up. We're going to be doing things we've never done before, experimenting. And at first I read that and I was like, oh, it's probably all fluff. But like, with everything, like Molly's surprise dumping, they're holding true to that promise. And so I'm happy about that.
I'm hoping you're right. It's like the Claudia thing. Because I would imagine that Australia is a little bit more experimental and then they could like take things from that. By the way, if you are going to watch the recent season of Australia, there's no Casa Amor. So don't feel like that's going to happen when you're watching it. But it's still amazing.
It is still amazing. Yes.
I'm loving this season. It is so fun. And I love that I was like, last night I was like, oh, I have so many episodes I have to watch for homework. And
I was like, I know. Isn't that best homework ever? Like, yeah. Oh, no, I'm sorry. I can't go out. I have some homework to catch up on. Love Island.
Tyreek was my MVP.
He was also mine.
He had to make your play of the game, the locking it down, the all eggs one basket here. He's been stringing it out as long as possible and somehow getting away with it. He's then making breakfast for Ella.
He is doing
color commentary during the kissing challenge, during everything. He's always got these little jokes and he's also STCO-ing people in a way you might not expect from him. And that's why he was my MVP for these couple episodes.
So your top three gains in the past 24 hours are, number one, we have Ella, who gained 4.1K for a total of 116K. Molly is in second. She gained 4K for a total of 250K. And
Molly
third
gained this week?
In the past 24 hours.
Wow.
Yeah, I know. Like, compare that to the gains in Twibbon this week. Like, this is the past 24 hours.
I don't want to think about them in the same conversation.
I know.
Hurts my heart.
It hurts my heart, too. And in third is Whitney, who gained 3.6K for a total of 74.2K. And top three chart today is Katie with 1.3 mil, baby. Molly with 250K and Jess with 127K. And lastly, our top three TikTok chart is Katie with 968.5K, Molly with 853.4K, and Mal with 60.4K. So she beat Ella out of that third spot.
Good for Mal. Keep her at Casa.
Please.
I don't know. It's probably too optimistic to be like both of them were coming back. But honestly, it's better to bring them back than have a couple duds.
I totally agree because, like, let's be real. In the past few seasons, they haven't been, you know, bringing the cream of the crop to Casa.
No, there's been no, and it's a problem because then there's no real Casa Amor drama.
Exactly. It's like,
we want to see looking tit.
We want a tit or whatever, you know? Thank you for joining me for today's breakdown of episodes 25 and 26. It is such a nice treat to have you on here.
Thank you for having me. It's a treat for me as well, talking about my favorite sport.
I know. I love that I get to give you homework now, every now and then, of being like, oh, make sure you're, you know, caught
up. Don't worry. I will stay caught up.
Lizzie is a top student. She gets her... Yes.
I am dedicated to my craft.
Well, this has been Grafting with Grace Anne.